Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yeah, so Ayuk and the 49ers have negotiated, but things have stalled a bit, which is somewhat common for this time of year. They're going to see what happens over the next 6 weeks. Leading into training camp, the 49ers want Ayuk long-term in the fold. But so far, they have not been willing to show that they're going to meet the market of wide receiver, which we're seeing these massive numbers. Amon-Ra St. Brown in Detroit, $30 million. Justin Jefferson well above that. Ayuk believes he's a top guy. And so something's got to give. And so he's worked himself into a top 10 receiver conversation. We'll see. Not a lot of momentum there right now. Not a lot of optimism.
Not optimism. That's pessimism and no momentum. That means things are stagnant. They are stuck. And Ayuk let the world know that with that video he sent out yesterday, him and his girlfriend. All the insiders are saying it. The Steelers are linked. And then conspicuously, a few minutes ago, not that long ago, the Steelers randomly waived a wide receiver, Denzel Mims, someone that Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette was saying was a sleeper. Don't sleep on him at training camp as a guy that could make noise based on the camp he had, the mini camp, and they just got rid of him randomly out of nowhere. Now, some people on my ex mentions are saying they're doing this to bring in a UFL player. Come on.
That would be a big impact move, huh?
Come on.
That'd be
now.
Like Corey Davis.
We already tried UFL last year with Butler, who was a big body and was a former. Hakeem Butler was a third round pick, I think, or fourth round pick at the Cardinals. And the dude dropped every ball that was thrown to him in training camp. It was terrible. So I hope this is not to set up a rinky dink minor league football player move. I hope this is to bring in a legitimate stud. 412-928-9370. Pirates lineup is out. We will get to that with Greg Brown at 4 o'clock. Here is Mike in Allison Park. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Pony. How you doing today?
Hey, man. I'm good.
Hey, that last caller, Kev, he's going off about, you know, Steelers football back in the day and everything. And then in the same breath, they'll complain that the game has passed Tomlin by. Well, the game now is throwing. So, I mean, you can't have, you know, you can't have it both ways.
Right.
You can't get rid of Tomlin. And, you know, it's just all the complaining and complaining. Just give these guys a chance. He just said we have no quarterback. Russ is, like, doing everything right. That man is out and about. You know what I mean? He's the face of the franchise. He's going that extra mile. Give this guy a chance. Maybe he turns it around this year. Yeah, we might have to spend some money. Hopefully we would sign him if
but
he had
But do you
a
feel
year.
That way about wide receiver after Pickens? Like, do you want to give Van Jefferson a chance? Do you want to give Calvin Austin a chance? Do you want to roll the dice with those guys into the season?
Not really. I would rather see, like, somebody like Ayuk or, you know, somebody like Debo even come in here, like has been reported in the past. I mean, I might be shooting for, you know, taking a shot in the dark here, but hopefully something like that would happen. If the Steelers got a shot this year, you bring somebody like Ayuk in, you really have a shot at making a good run at a championship.
Well, that seems very hard because there is the beast that is the Kansas City Chiefs. But without the complimentary receiver, without the other strong starting wide receiver, there's still going to be an excuse for either the quarterback or the offensive coordinator or the head coach, whatever. If that gets fixed and solved, then if Russell Wilson stinks this year and can't get it done, he doesn't have anyone left to blame. You can't say Sean Payton didn't want him. You can't say the head coach was in over his head. You've got a former NFL head coach as your offensive coordinator. Your offensive line has been upgraded. You ran the ball solidly at the end of the year. You've got a tight end if he stays healthy. And then if you've got two monster receivers, that's enough to go from one of the worst offenses in the NFL to an above-average offense. They were the 28th scoring offense in the NFL last season. That's the lowest ranking for a Steelers offense ever. 28th. They've never, only one other time were they that bad. I think it was in 98 or 99. That's it. They were tied. They're tied with that group. One of the worst offenses of all time is what we had to watch last year. So, yeah, you need to make significant change, and they have for the most part, but there is still one major eyesore, and that is at wide receiver after Pickens. So bad that the NFL's website today wrote an article that said it's the second worst position group, or it's the second worst starting position hole in the entire league. Here is this Jamel on line three? Good. Let's go to Jamel next. Hello, Jamel.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
So the problem is with Ayuk is that he's slightly worth the money. And when you're on a team like the 49ers, he has enough people that are going to overshine him that for the average viewer, they're not going to look at him the same way. If you look at him, he runs great routes. He gets open a little bit better than Debo gets open amazingly well. But he gets open better than the average wide receiver, and he will block. So when it comes down to it, yeah, he would be a great addition. But with the way that the Steelers are spending money this offseason, is he going to be able to get the money that he wants and he feels, and rightfully so, deserves for his body of work? And then you're right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
He would be great. He would
why can't he get it here? They've got almost $80 million of cap space starting in 2025. Like one or two teams have more and that's it.
He can, but the question is, are they going to spend it?
And what else are they going to do with it? Just let it sit there?
Possibly. They've been really well with saving coins.
Saving money for what? I mean,
that's the question. Because if they're making space for a UFL player, what are they going to spend money for? What are they going to spend the money on? So are they going to spend it on Ayuk, which makes sense? But is that the move that they're going to make thinking about going forward?
Well, I don't know what else there. A Cam Hayward extension will probably they'll find a way to lower that cap hit for this year if they do that. So I don't think that's what they're earmarking the money for. They've got $16 million. We had Omar Khan on last week talking about how the Alex Highsmith restructuring was done to allow for them to have the flexibility to make a big move. It sounded to me, or it seemed to me like when he did that, he thought one was in the offing. He thought one was around the corner. And that's what this Denzel Mims move feels like. It's just, is it really a big coincidence? Ayuk puts that video out, and then the Steelers release a wide receiver who has not run afoul of anything. It's not like he's gotten into trouble. It's not like he's committed any kind of crime or anything, or didn't show up for a meeting or anything like that. He was actually getting solid reviews from the Steelers insiders who were covering him at minicamp, and this guy gets shown the door for what? A UFL player? That would be a major letdown. I hope it's Ayuk. Let's see what Brian in Brookline thinks. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Andrew, met you up at the Five Alarm Fire.
We yes, you did. A little bit. You're a good man. There. Good to talk to you again, Brian.
So, listen, you know, I like DK Metcalf, and
yes, you do.
I told you that. And I don't know if we're going to – I would like Ayuk as, like, my 1B. But if – okay, let me ask you about both of them. Why has it cooled off with DK Metcalf? Has Seattle just shut the door on the Steelers 100%?
I just don't think Seattle wants to trade him. They got a new coach there. They're trying to evaluate quarterbacks, Geno Smith, Sam Howell. I don't think that Metcalf is of the opinion like Ayuk that he's like grossly underpaid and needs a new contract right now. So there's nothing that's – it's not a pressing matter. It doesn't seem like either side is motivated to do something right now, whereas with San Francisco, you have a player who is only going to make $14 million and feels like he's getting ripped off by the team, while other guys who are not as good as him or not as productive of him are getting paid double what he's making right now.
So let me ask you the spinoff question with Ayuk then. So if what do you think the holdup is? Do you think they want to – what do you think it would take to acquire him that San Francisco would want, in your opinion, from what you heard?
I think if the Steelers offered – San Francisco a first-round pick in April, the week of the draft, they would have Brandon Ayuk on their roster right now. That's my opinion. Do you disagree with that, Sean?
No, I think that was the time it made sense for the 49ers was when they could have gotten draft capital back for 2024. So, yeah, I think that would have probably got it done then. Once they didn't get that, I think they probably are going to do everything they can to keep him now for this upcoming season.
What if they think he isn't joking around and he'd really take the holdout all the way, not like a Le'Veon Bell through the whole season, but waited until week 9 or 10, showed up to accrue that season with the NFLPA and then went into free agency? Like, if they think that's a legitimate possibility, they keep him?
Well, that really, that's only happened a few times ever.
Right.
If that does happen, what you said yesterday would be interesting is what would his motivation be heading into the playoffs, knowing that he's going to be hitting the open market? He might kind of do what Lamar Jackson did a couple years ago, right? Where he's maybe not giving 100%.
If he's got any kind of tweak or ding or
correct,
dent, I'm going to just shut it down.
Yeah, that would be the concern, but I think you have to have a very honest conversation with him and see if he's willing to kind of just play out the rest of the season, knowing that he's going to go elsewhere and get a lot of money. But yeah, I mean, honestly, at this point, I think they would want a player back in return if they're going to be trading him this season.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. We will let Channel 2 in a few minutes take care of that. Derek Shelton on with Joe and Zeiss, making waves for some of the lineup decisions he's made, and fans have been livid with them. You'll hear his reasoning. We'll see if it holds up. There's some consternation about the lineup he put out there for tonight's game against the Reds. We'll tell you why. And then Greg Brown joins us at 4 to talk about all that, plus Paul Skeens and the other big Pirates topics, like did Greg fart in the booth last week against the Cardinals? Right now, though, a message from Mulsey.
Chris Muller here with a message. It wasn't just about the weight loss number, the amount of pounds I lost with Awaken 180. It was about so much more for me. My Awaken 180 journey was about being a better dad, being more active with my kids, just being able to do more things around the house, being a better husband, having more endurance for those honey-do lists that you get, right? The outdoor work that you've got to do to keep a yard looking nice, something like that. It was about my clothes fitting better. It was about just me feeling better. So it wasn't just a number on a scale. That number matters, don't get me wrong, but with Awaken 180, it's about so much more. And if you're in the position I was in a couple of years ago where you wanted to make some changes but you just couldn't do them on your own, Awaken 180 can be the solution for you with their science, nutrition, and coaching-based approach. If you want to make that change, let Awaken 180 help you make it happen. Let them show you how. Visit awaken180weightloss.com or call 844-346-1800. Transform your life starting now.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.